fear, comfort, agony, and ecstasy. These are indelible to the experience of being, whether creature, the human animal, damned, or divine. All were created to maintain and upset the precarious balance between order and chaos.
Thus lead us all into temptation, with no deliverance from evil. For thine hellfire kingdom, in your power, fallen glory forever. Amen. Fucking hell. Ah, you're late. I was starting to think you'd stood me up. No, you're anything but unreliable. I know you, is all. If you can help, you will. How surprising. You did what was right instead of convenient. You're lucky I'm patient. A better demon would have salted the entire garden for making them wait. I know, I know. You do a little miracle here, a teensy blessing there. What could it hurt, right? Give them a sliver of hope. Some semblance of a purpose-driven life, and they develop the confidence to act. That's just what you do, Angel. It's your divine purpose. Yeah, empowering them, sure. Sounds all good and well coming from you, doesn't it? A butterfly flutters its delicate wings. A snake sheds her skin, and next thing you know, the humans have decided to barbecue the Son of God for long pork carnitas. What's carnitas? That really ruffles my wings the way you holier-than-thou freaks overlook the greatest features of man's ingenuity. This is how the atom bomb came to be, need I remind you. You don't pay attention to context down here. You're running by what you've been told up there. If I listened to Lucifer himself, only did as he and the Dukes commanded, hell would be packed to fire and brimstone before lunch. I guarantee it. No. You round up everyone that enjoys sodomy, then. Not to mention coveting thy neighbor's spouse's ass. If we split into teams, maybe we'll be able to round up just those two before moving on to every mortal that enjoys both. Dunno if anybody interesting will be left for heaven, but... that's more your problem than mine, isn't it? Look, they're simple creatures, humans. Perfectly flawed by design. Perfect and flawed. In your boss's own image. Yes, I am saying that capital G-O-D fucked up. That's okay. This is the aspect from which humanity bore fruit. By making happy little accidents, by making devastating, catastrophic errors in judgment. Or both at once. Just like their divine imago. We give them choices. That's all. We empower them to choose. Paving the way for them is all good and well, but if they won't walk the path we lead them down, that's on them. Free will, and all that. Did we have to meet here, of all places? In Gethsemane, again? Yes. Yes, I see the olive trees and their barren branches. They've been dormant for a good long while, Angel. Aren't you sick of tending to these roots over and over? You can breathe life into them again, sure. But should you? You've done all you can. The rest is up to them now. Leave them be. They'll flower in time. Look. I know. It's not ideal. You really sound like you need a break from all of this. Here, let's just stop at the orchard's edge and sit under the stars for a moment. They are beautiful, yeah. Not as beautiful as you, but... No, I said, look at that big blue one. Uranus. And to its right, see the yellow one? That's Vesta. Well, they call it Vesta. Was symbolically designated in the archives upstairs, but they can't know that. Brightest in the asteroid belt. Named after the Roman goddess of home and hearth, Hestia. A keeper of sacred fire. I remember making Vesta. Michael and I bet on which star man would notice first. Turns out your side's chock full of cheaters. Old Mickey lassoed this flaming gas giant and pulled her close. Said God told him to, but... That's awfully convenient timing, isn't it? No, it still counts as cheating if God told them to. Assisted cheating, which is even worse. Divine cheating. No shit, of course they'd notice the sun first. And you all think we're a bad influence on humankind. Why? Why what? Why am I helping your side? I'm not helping the greater good, no. I'm helping you. There's a difference. Is it really so surprising to you that I care? After all this time, you still doubt me. I'm fallen, not heartless. I'll take it as a compliment. You're not so holier than thou yourself. Heaven forbid you have a near-life experience. What's that supposed to mean? Are you fucking kidding me? What do you think it means? When on Earth, do as humans do. At least when they're not around. You might start enjoying yourself if you try to. How long's it been since you just stopped? Taken time off from the mission on high and let your wings rest. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. They overwork you. Why do I care? There aren't many things worth investing in. Worth devoting yourself to. Really, friendship is. Eons pass, planets die, but still we remain. Watching, waiting, hoping we've done our jobs well enough for them to make the right choices. What else is there outside of the mission? Us, of course. Heaven and hell are in a perpetual cold war, but we're not even allowed to move the pieces ourselves. We have to hope they move where we want them to be. What choice is there for us, really, if not each other? That means a lot, Angel. I choose you too. At least for a little while. These vessels are interesting if you really sit and allow yourself to just be present in them. You want to? And you want me to help you? That can be arranged. If you really, really want to. Let me help you, Angel. Yeah? You do? I want to too. Give me your hand. Nerve endings are a creation I'm particularly fond of. Without them, pleasure would be, difficult to feel. So much would be. They transmit all sensation to the spinal cord and then to the brain. Felt that, hmm? Good. I'll lift my hand to your cheek. My fingers graze your flesh, such velveteen skin. Tilting your chin. Look at me, please. Nothing in this universe, or any other, has more depth than your eyes, Angel. Not one thing could compare in grace or majesty, not beauty nor decadence. No, I'm not just saying that. How long have I felt this way? Many millennia. Yeah, well, I don't show it much and you're kind of oblivious on the best of days. Sight set on the objective, not the physical reality of where you are now. I'd like to change that, at least for a little while. Who knows? You might even enjoy yourself.
You'll need to lay down for this, Angel.
Where do you feel it, hmm? The anticipation, that wanton burning for more, pattering in your chest, fluttering deep in your belly, a hot twinge further south. Yeah, there's lust. Tempting, isn't it? Demanding. Craving. A passion ignited within the marrow of your bones. You smell like gardenias and petrichor, Angel. But that's nothing new. The scent of you always lingers long after you've gone. It is truly maddening to stand beside you without giving in to the impulse to ravage you. Hmm? What are you?
A red gardenia. Symbolic of a secret shared by two, of passion and love. Angel, please. Do you really mean that? You do? Come here. You taste like cardamom and red apples. Spicy and sweet. You taste heavenly. Fuck. At least if I remember right. Nuzzling your neck feels heavenly. Well, you'd know, wouldn't you? And if I kiss from your collarbone... to... right behind your ear. Was
Is that a moon angel? Good. The most intense experiences bind deeply, indelibly, within the body and brain. Simplicity, under the right circumstances, breeds sensations that can drive you ravenous with desire. With just the graze of eager fingertips slithering beneath your shirt, across hot skin flushed with lust and decadent need. After this, angel, a kiss transcends all words. Fuck me. Your fingertips tracing my lip feels incredible. Keep touching me. I need to touch you everywhere, my darling. Fingertips graze upon tender flesh, creeping up your hips, over the soft skin of your belly. In their wake, nerves scream with agonized pleasure, skittering up your chest, lightly tracing infinity over your heart, like shooting stars across a pitch-dark sky. Seldom can one feel an afterimage, but I'm damned and delighted knowing you can feel it too. These are in the way. Oh, by all the dukes, I miss robes. They're so much freer. Yep, sure. As God intended. No, you stay right where you are, Angel. I've got you right where I want you. This foot has wandered so far from where it once was, or was ever probably intended to be. Did that tickle? I'd apologize if you sounded less delighted. Kissing my way up one ankle. My fingers skitter up the silken flesh of the other. Tracing a fevered path. Up your calf. To your knees. These legs have surely seen their share of action. Spreading the good word and now, spreading. All things are done according to God's plan. Are you sure about that? Angel, really? Do you actually believe this could be part of the Almighty's grand design? Hey, pull your halo out of heaven. Come back to me. Feel the tips of my fingers graze blazing intricate patterns upon your thighs, inching closer and closer to your molten core, right where we both know you ache with wanton need. You're dripping pre-cum. Oh, love. Spread your legs a bit more. Let me lean in a little further. Delicious. Exquisite. So hard and sensitive already. Be still, my wretched soul. Well, let me devour you, my darling. I'll take the head between my lips and... Oh, honey, you're already quivering. And we're only just getting started. Watch me, love. My tongue swirling circles around the head of your cock. My swollen lips just brushing the tip. My breath smoldering and chilling at once. That feel good. Delightful. Ooh, that mouth angel. You have some wickedness in you after all. I need to devour you. No way. You moan would bring anyone to their knees. Overjoyed to worship at your altar. Lapping up your wine. Desperate to consume you. To indulge in the sanctity of you. Oh, your pristine cock. The sweetest perfection. Hard as the marble idols you've surely inspired. Oh, so finely crafted, of the utmost elite divine composition. In masterful hands of the highest providence.
So electrifying to taste. Irrelaxable. Oh, the finest ambrosia. In the whole of existence. Oh, you're exquisite, and I will ensure that you feel exquisite. Oh, hell yes. Oh, touch me. Come here, my darling. Kiss me. Well, if you're gonna start fingering me, if you wanna play that dirty, I'll have to stroke you with more vigor. Oh, hell. Fucking hell. Oh, I need to fuck you, Angel. Lay back, love. I'll crawl onto your lap and align us. Just the head feels incredible. Oh, you're the perfect girth. Angel, I... I want only to bring you... sublime pleasure. Oh.
Take it easy. There's no rush. Just wind on down. Lay here. Tangled up with me beneath the olive trees. It's not like you can really get dirty anyhow, all inviolable and whatnot. You're marvelous, Angel. I hope you know that. To be touched and to feel, savoring every sensation, that is living. Do as man be, reap their bounty. What? Oh, fuck. Angel, I'm so sorry.
Upon hallowed ground, you have defiled the Garden of Gethsemane, once sacrosanct.
You have forsaken your inviolable duty to guide and protect.
Thus you have forsaken heaven.
Heaven is betrayed. By holy decree, I banish thee into the hands of hell.
Seven devils, do you bear witness to the sect and claim the fallen as your own?
Yes.
As above, so below.
Thou art hell's domain henceforth.
May the pit show your immortal soul no mercy.